Well, you know what it's time for now tonight on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show now? It's time for, have you seen any good movies lately? With our resident Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, Mr. Scott Barlow. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, Scott, have you ever seen that movie Reds, that Warren Beatty three-hour Russian epic Reds?
Yeah, I got a copy of it.
Is it good?
It's great.
What about Stalin with Robert Duvall as Stalin on HBO?
Nah, that was a cable movie.
So?
Cable movies blow.
Robert Duvall was still in it, though, and that guy could act his way out of anything.
He's a good actor, but cable movies blow.
The guy who made Bonnie and Clyde, what's his name?
Arthur Penn.
Arthur Penn can't get any work except for Showtime cable movies. Yeah. So that just shows to show you what you're saying about cable movies may or may not be true. When serious directors like Arthur Penn can't get real work because they're not part of the Hollywood quote-unquote scene.
That's not true.
He can't get any work. He's making Showtime movies.
That's because his last few movies suck so bad no one would hire him again.
Hey, Scott, can I ask you something?
How come Pauly Shore keeps making movies?
Oh, God.
Because he makes money.
No, he doesn't.
He
didn't
silly.
Make money.
People go see his movies.
He hosts like those striptease shows on Channel 25 now.
I mean, did you see In the Army Now? That was a riot.
Let me ask you something, Scott.
Okay, hold on. He just said a Pauly Shore movie's funny, but he doesn't like Mary Tyler Moore.
I'm kidding.
Did anybody get shot in the head in that movie or something?
He was kidding, Rob. He was kidding.
I figured maybe he's on the rifle range and accidentally shot a sergeant in the head and the brains and stuff went all over.
Scott Barlow is the resident movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And, Scott, I want to ask you something. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Actually, I've seen one good movie lately.
And what was that?
And one bad movie.
What the hell is that?
Tell us about both of them there, Mr. Barlow.
I saw Mission Impossible.
Is that the good or the bad?
It was good.
Was it action-packed?
It was action-packed. It's twists and turns. You got disguises and poisons and bugs and knives and all kinds of stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, Janet Maslin of the New York Times hated that movie.
Well, I don't know what her problem is.
Don't give away too much of the plot, but does it ever slow down?
Well, it's actually it gets a little too confusing. I think they threw a couple twists in there that didn't really need to be there, just to make it a little more complicated.
The most beautiful actress in all of France is in that movie.
The one with the big lips?
I don't know. I just heard she's the most beautiful actress in all of France, and they don't use her well. They just let her stand there and look good next to Tom Cruise.
She's got a big mutant upper lip.
How is Tom Cruise's performance?
Well, he's like he always is. I mean, he's just a movie star. He doesn't really act.
He's solid.
He's likable.
He plays Tom Cruise every movie.
Yeah, but
like
I mean,
Nicholson plays Nicholson every movie, or De Niro plays De Niro every movie. They don't even act. They just show up and read their lines in the same thing.
Oh, don't give me that, pal. Don't even put those two guys in the same class with Cruise.
He's younger and still good looking.
Don't give me a break.
So he doesn't have to do as many quirky things. He doesn't have to like twitch as often because he's still good looking.
Give me a break.
De Niro's got the range of a Daisy BB gun.
I don't know why I call you guys.
Well, okay, what's your bad movie?
Because you need the pub, Scott. You need the pub. You need to get your opinions about movies on the radio, on the air, into people's minds and brains. Otherwise, you'll never be a famous movie critic like Craig Kopp or Ralph Reed.
Rex Reed. I saw him today. Good-looking guy. Okay, what's the bad movie you saw there, Scott Barlow?
The Craft.
Never heard of it, so we won't talk. Oh, that the witch movie?
Yeah.
Three teenage chicks are witches, so they go around like turning spells on guys at their high school so they can get a little action.
So is this like a combination of Carrie and Zapped?
Well, it's not as wacky as Zapped.
Zapped with Scott Baio and Willie Ames, one of the all-time classics.
Zapped was one of my favorites when I first got cable, but this is nothing like Zapped.
Is it like Carrie?
Sort of, only more disgusting. It's really disgusting, and it's just none of the acting's very good, and it's really dull, and the end is just so repulsively disgusting, it just grossed me out.
I got a question for you there, Scott Barlow, resident movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What?
Have you ever seen that movie? It's probably out on video now, called Showgirls.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Who directed that?
Paul Verhoeven.
Paul Verhoeven? And what else has Paul Verhoeven directed?
Oh, he made Total Recall, Basic Instinct.
No, those were good movies.
Didn't see it.
Those were all great, slam-packed, full of action and leg kind of movies.
For some reason, the guy's considered a big-time director, and people keep giving him work, although he's a total idiot and he makes crappy movies.
Did you like Total Recall, and did you like Basic Instinct?
Basic Instinct was awful. Total Recall was okay.
What's Total Recall?
It was a Schwarzenegger movie.
Where Schwarzenegger gets a memory implant. And
you didn't pay to see these, did you?
My dad paid to see him.
Okay, I was going to say, if you paid to see, you're sure going to get a memory.
So, Showgirls comes out. Did you see it when it was in the theater?
No, actually, I rented it. Unfortunately, I rented the R-rated version.
You rented the Blockbuster video version?
Yeah.
You loser.
It was nasty enough, man. I didn't expect it to be so nasty. It's
so, what did you give it? Like, 3/4 or rock hard and purple? Throbbing.
I'd give it 3.5 erections. But I actually sort of enjoyed it just because it was so stupid and bad.
How bad was it? I mean, let's not talk about the boobs. Let's not talk about the sex. Let's not even talk about the dancing and the music. But let's talk about Showgirls in reference to the acting.
Oh, well, the acting was very... I enjoyed it a lot.
Was it better than Saved by the Bell? And was the movie everything that Saved by the Bell ever aspired to be?
The movie was Saved by the Bell and Melrose Place meets Last Tango in Paris.
Now, I understand that the distributor of that particular motion picture is trying to re-release it as a midnight showing to try to get this kind of camp appeal built into it so it'll be like a Rocky Horror deal where people throw G-strings at the screen at all the proper times.
Do you think it'll work?
It is working.
Is it that bad that it's good?
Well, when I saw it, I was a little out of it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I wouldn't go see it at a midnight show, but I wouldn't go see Rocky Horror either. I mean, that's just...
You don't like Rocky Horror either?
No, that movie just made me...
Who directed Showgirls again?
Paul Verhoeven.
Okay, I'm going to go down to my local video store and check out everything that Paul Verhoeven has ever directed. All right, what are you going to watch next week for us to see, to talk about Scott Barlow, movie critic?
Why don't you see a movie called The Rock?
Is that opening?
That's going to be about some guys in Alcatraz who try to bust out or something. I don't know. Sean Connery's in it.
No, they're busting into Alcatraz, man, because like a bunch of disgruntled ex-CIA guys have taken over Alcatraz and they got chemical weapons lined up.
What about that one? You know which movie I want to see? The one where Sean Connery plays a big dragon.
Oh, my God. You want to hear my impression of that?
Yeah.
I got an impression of it.
All right, let's hear it.
I am the last one.
That's actually not too bad.
You like that?
Do it again.
I don't want to do it again.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Scott. This has been Seen Any Good Movies Lately with Chris and Rob, late-night talk show host, movie critic, Scott Barlow.
Oh, I got a video pic.
What's that?
You want a video pic?
Yeah, video pics are more welcome than... no one's actually going to pay to see a movie besides you.
I saw I rented The First Deadly Sin with Frank Sinatra. And it was kind of cheesy, but it was okay.
That's an old movie, isn't it?
It was eh.
It's from 1980.
Oh, it is?
It was eh.
And he's blowing punks away, and
Is that the one where he tries to, like, bust into every casino in Vegas in one night?
No, that's Ocean's 11. That's a great one.
Okay.
But this one is where he's holding his wife's hand, and she's dying in the hospital, and he reads her a children's book called Huggy Bunch.
Huggy Bunch.
It's really touching.
All right, well, thanks there, Scott Barlow, movie critic.
All right.
Call us next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you Saturday.
That has been Scott Barlow. He's the movie critic that calls in every week to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We have this feature we do called Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
He kind of gives me the willies, though.
No, that's your problem.